Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, back from Chicago and thawed out. And we got a full crew for you in the studio today. CJ, James, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Greg?
My dive students and partners in crime here at Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, tomorrow we're going diving. We'll tell you about that in just a moment here on the big show. Maybe you can join us for the ride. Bill, the engineer.
Oh, wow, that's producer. Really exciting. I never get to go diving with the guys. You know, just Scuba Radio, just going diving. When we going?
We're going tomorrow, but you didn't get that memo about the dive tomorrow at 40 Fathom Grotto? How long?
Fathom.
Fathom? Fathom?
Fathom.
40 Fathom Grotto, which is kind of it's a sinkhole spring type place.
I'm psyched.
In Central Florida. But Bill, you didn't get that memo on that one?
Bill, we're meeting at Greg's house at 9:30.
Yeah. How does that happen exactly, that you never find out about these things?
Right,
I thought for sure I invited you.
Don't worry, I'll be fine. Don't you worry about me.
Did I mix him up with a mermaid? I think I did. I might have.
I'll be fine. Only don't you. Worry.
One of these days, Bill will go on a dive trip with us in the future, but we'll find out. But hey, if that weren't enough, we got James, CJ, Bill, also back from Russia of all places after being deported for like 2 weeks. Pete from Scuba Board, better known as NetDoc, is in the studio with us today. How you doing, buddy?
Здравствуйте.
До свидания, comrade.
Bless you.
God be preserved.
Yeah. Okay, so he...
The bathroom's right out through the hall.
Is that what that means?
I got the Trotskys.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, last weekend I was in Chicago at Our World Underwater, big dive show. We're going to talk to Pat Hammer here momentarily, who was putting on that fine event in the Midwest. Largest dive event in the United States last weekend, for sure. If not the world... But then again, I don't know, because Pete was in Russia, of all places, where they had a dive show going on at the same time. And that one's called what? The Blue Dolphin something or other? Or?
The Golden Dolphin.
The Golden Dolphin.
They had 23,000 people come through their doors in 4 days.
Wow, that's a pretty big event.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, and you know, we had mermaids in Chicago. We had Mermaid Abby on display for all the Midwestern divers to gawk at throughout the weekend. However, I hear you guys had mermaids, too.
We had different mermaids.
Different type of mermaids
different
in Russia.
Different type of mermaids. And I think it was colder, too, because I think the headlights are a little bit
Hello!
Bigger.
Yeah, the mermaids in Russia were painted, had painted, I don't know, outfits.
They worked for scale. They had painted tails.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Pete, did you take the Russian mermaids diving with the pink dolphin?
That's Golden Dolphin?
I mean Golden Dolphin. I'm sorry.
Pink Dolphin.
He likes gold. He likes he has a thing for gold. Is that how it goes? I don't know. Something like that. But anyway, we'll talk to Pete about his Russian diving experience here momentarily. Let's kind of recap what happened in Chicago. Pat Hammer from Our World Underwater and Scuba Emporium is on the line with Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Pat? Now, Pat, before the dive show in Chicago last weekend, we spoke about the fact that, yes, you're in Chicago. You have a location, Scuba Emporium, Florida, as well, and that as soon as the dive show was over, you were heading to Florida like myself. Have you done so to thaw out from last weekend?
No, I took a detour.
You took a detour? Why? Where are you at?
I'm in Hawaii right now.
Oh!
Hawaii?
Yeah, we're doing the Pacific Whale Watch.
Oh, that's sweet. All right. Well, you know, when you're a big gun in the dive industry like Pat Hammer, you can afford to do such things.
Yeah.
He never did mention that to me, though. He never invited me to Hawaii. What's up with that?
I think that was the plan. He snuck out of the country while you weren't looking.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know where my mermaids went. Are they in Hawaii with you, Pat?
No, but there's some big things out here. Speaking to you, might think of mermaids. These whales are awesome, man.
Uh-oh, you don't want them to hear that. You'd be smacked for sure for a comment
their
like
tail,
that.
Their tail. What their tail.
What's he doing? Calling me fat? Pat, so you're in Hawaii recuperating after Our World Underwater. Let's get the recap. It looked like a great show to me last week Chicago at the convention center. What was it from your perspective?
It was fantastic. Even though we were threatened with cold, rain, snow, people worried about flights being canceled, the show was a huge success. Everybody was happy.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, even our flight, we were supposed to fly out Sunday night after the show. We got delayed until Monday, but it wasn't a problem. We got to hang out another night with the all the Midwest scuba divers hanging out for the show, and we just had a blast. I'm just blown away at the dive community as a whole there in the Midwest. Is that kind of how you got into this whole thing, by opening your store, or a couple stores, Scuba Emporiums up there in Chicago, and it just grew from there, or what?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a family up there, divers, and we help each other. And whether you're from Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, we all work together. And it just helps out, and it's what helps the show off, too, because all the stores in the Midwest help me.
Yeah, you know, you feel a lot of love. You really do. I really enjoyed myself up there. We're going to definitely do it again next year, right? As long as you'll have us back.
I want you back.
Okay.
You guys were great. You were great.
Well, I appreciate
that. Got rid of
that
restraining order.
I know. That's what's amazing. He's able to work past the authorities and allow us to do that. Now, I got to say, too, Pat, I talked to some people there. I think one of the big dive sites up there in the Chicagoland area is what, Hague Quarry? Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, we might actually go up there in the summertime when it's, you know, warmer than, you know, 60 degrees or something. I don't know.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and maybe go up there and hang out with the divers and actually go diving. But it would be July. We talked to someone at Hague Quarry while we're up there, and we're working some stuff out now. We'll see how that unfolds. But you're doing a little R&R in Hawaii, huh? You put in your work for the year. It's time to take a little break underwater, I take it, right?
Absolutely. Look at these whales. This Pacific Whale Watch Foundation is unreal out here.
So are you just on a boat watching? You're not in the water with the whales, obviously, right?
I've been trying. I can't seem to get close enough to one.
Yes. They're a little skittish, I hear, and there's this whole federal law thing where I don't think you're supposed to be in the water with them, but who knows?
It's the federal law that is keeping me away.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, if they swim up to you, what the heck, you know?
You know, I've got a face like that too, Pat.
Yeah.
They got cops on boats out here. Pull up your dive flag and want to check your card, I think.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll accept that. All right. Well, it sounds like you're having a good old time, and it's well deserved there, Pat. You put on a fine, fine show last weekend. We can't wait to go back. And thanks again for having us out. And glad to hear everything went well. It looked good from our perspective, and I'm glad you're happy too.
Thank you. It was a fantastic show, and I appreciate everybody's support.
You got it, buddy. Take care, and say hi to the whales for us. All right, Pat Hammer. He's from OurWorldUnderwater.com. Check it out. Make your plans for next year's event there in the Midwest. Large, just awesome dive event. And of course, he has some dive shops there in the Chicagoland area. Scuba Emporium is the name, and then there's Scuba Emporium Florida, which is down in, I think, Pembroke Pines. Is that where it is?
Pembroke Pines.
Yeah, South Florida, someplace. Yeah, but it's ScubaEmporium.com, ScubaEmporiumFL.com. for the South Florida location. All right. So, big, big fun there in the Midwest last week. I think I drank more booze in 4 days than I had in a typical liveaboard trip, spanned out over a week.
Yeah.
What, CJ, you're looking at me like, wait a minute.
You don't drink at all.
I was
all
on your last liveaboard.
You barely had a swallow.
What the heck are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
There are these things called
snorkel shots, which Greg spills out of his mouth.
You know, we didn't pull out a snorkel for that, but they did have a thing at the bar that everybody seemed to start buying these car bomb things.
Irish car bombs?
It wasn't Irish. It was
what do you got against the Irish?
Jaeger bomb?
Oh, Jaeger bomb.
Oh, Jaeger bomb. Yes, Bill?
Scuba Emporium Florida is in Lauderhill, Florida. Lauderhill.
Okay. Lauderhill. I'll go with that.
33351, that's your zip code.
You know, thank Greg, you. If you want a drink, Rush is where it's at. They serve vodka for breakfast.
Yeah?
I mean, really, they do. It's really on the table.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding.
And did you have
some? And it looks like water.
I did not have some in the morning, but, you know, about lunchtime when the chill sets in, yes.
Yeah, is that how they stay warm there in Russia?
I
how cold
so.
Was it? Because it was pretty cold in Chicago last weekend.
Can I show
weekend.
You my shubka? I got a shubka.
I don't want to see
hat.
That. Put I don't want to see that. Come on now. That's just not necessary.
It was bitterly cold.
Are you going to shave that thing?
Oh, stop.
That's just that's bad hygiene right
You're
there.
You're just being silly.
So other than you know exposing your nether regions, what exactly you know did you do there?
No,
in
he
Russia?
Didn't say Netherlands. He said Russia.
Oh, my bad. Okay, so the Golden Dolphin dive show in Russia. That's where you were.
That is.
So how cold was it? First of all,
it was not cold enough to keep away the likes of Jared Jablonski, Nick Hollis. So many Americans there, it was just amazing. But it got down to about 10 below, 15 below.
Yeah. And then what do? Start huddling together?
Huddling?
Stay
they
warm?
They have this new thing over in Russia called heaters. And they actually turn them on during the winter.
All right.
That's how the girls are able to walk around with just paint on their bottom.
Well, I was going to say, you didn't use that line when you saw those mermaids that had painted on outfits? Hey, we better huddle to stay
together.
Warm. We need to cuddle to stay warm. Otherwise, I'll have to slit you open and live inside your carcass.
They didn't have much to slit open.
Well, maybe they were saying that to you.
How come that wasn't funny last week when I said it, Greg?
Oh. I get it. It's all about the delivery, Bill.
Are you calling him a hack?
I'm letting his words speak for himself.
Are you saying that Greg steals Bill's material week after week?
Week after week.
It's been worse.
Yeah.
So you're all producer / head writer.
But I was on strike, and I still am.
Oh, good point. Please come back. We desperately need it.
Yes. So, so the mermaids were one thing, and that was kind of unique. You sent the pictures.
It was
you have
awesome.
All this stuff, like a blog or something at Scuba Board?
I do. If you go to Scuba Board, look for NetDocs blog, or show blog is what we call it. It's very simple. Just do a search on it. You'll see it there. We have pictures of the Red Square. We have pictures of,
the
you know,
blue square, green square.
No blue squares. Oh. One thing blue things, but not squares. One thing I was amazed at though was the lack of military. You know, I mean, we grew up in Russia in the Cold War.
Yeah.
And we expected to have all these Kalashnikovs and stuff around. And even the Kremlin, even that area was just relatively unprotected. It's almost like you're in America, except a lot colder.
Really? So you didn't see any, Captain Klink type characters?
No, that would be in Germany.
Oh, well, there you go. You didn't see those either, did you?
I didn't see those either.
All right.
But it was fun to be able to finally use Russian to be able to talk with the people and able to eat Russian food, which is very, very filling. Again, it had to be. Food fights the cold.
Well, it's 10 below, and you're in Russia, and you're talking about diving? We got to find out more about this. Hang tight. We got Pete from Scuba Board, the crew from Scuba Radio. Dive class. We're going to go diving tomorrow. We'll tell you all about it next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Russian mermaids are spawn of Naked Scuba Boy. And that was just the first time we came across them. Pete from Scuba Board was in Russia last week at the Golden Dolphin Dive Show. And the mermaids they had in Russia actually had painted-on costumes. Unlike the Scuba Radio mermaids, you know, maybe we have something to learn from our Russian counterpart.
I think you have to think global, act local.
All right. We may need to get a mermaid on the phone and discuss this with them.
It's certainly warm enough here, so they have no excuses
not to go
topless.
And if we do it on the phone, we can't be smacked.
There you go.
You're a smart man.
Yeah.
Smacking's sort of nice at times.
All right. Yeah, he comes back from Russia. Next thing you know, he's a ladies' man. Pete from Scuba Board, God bless him. Now, hey, look, from our last liveaboard trip in the Turks and Caicos, CJ was on board with us.
Hell yes, I was.
We had a good old time. Clint was one of the Scuba Radio super fans that participated in our little onboard competition.
Clint's a good guy. We had a lot of fun with him.
It wasn't really a competition. It was an exhibition, wasn't it?
It was no wagering. I know
yes,
that.
Yes, no wagering. However, you know, he came on board equipped with some presents for the Scuba Radio crew on board. Not me, not CJ, but for Abby and Denise. He was from Seattle, that part of the world, and for him to get his hand on abalone shells was fairly easy. So he brought some abalone shells on board the boat to give the ladies. I thought that was really nice until I realized he didn't bring one for me. And I was like, dude, what am I, chopped liver? And he goes, well, yeah, you're not a mermaid, and I surely don't want to see you in one of those outfits. So, and I couldn't blame him.
And he's not alone.
Yes. Well, thanks. And anyway, so I guess he that made him feel guilty, CJ. So he wrote me a little letter. Says, hey, Greg, here is your quote-unquote own abalone shell and some spares you can give to CJ, quote-unquote, no-go Bill, Kelly and Jimmy. Hope I've covered everybody. So,
wait, thanks, Clint.
Yeah, so look in this box. Check this out. Let me
That's a lot of shells to cover everybody.
Yeah, here you go. Pass them on. Take
those
one, pass it around.
This is awesome.
Isn't that cool? He sent us an abalone shell.
Now, would it be bad form to use this as an ashtray for my cigars?
No, it would not. Those are
pretty cool.
Those are that's basically what abalone shells are for.
Does Pete get one, or where am I supposed to do with this?
We could give Pete's. We could give Kelly's to Pete. And not tell Kelly that he sent one.
Okay.
But all I need is an abalone sandwich.
I guess we better save that for Kelly. You know, the only thing is, it is kind of strange. Abalone shells have holes in them, so I guess you can't, like, put liquid in there. But you could use it to hold candies.
You could put, like, wood putty in there and seal it up.
Do you have one of these, Pete?
I do have. I don't have one quite that big, but I have several.
Those are massive California-sized or Seattle-sized abalone.
I thought he was from California. I thought Clint was from California.
I don't know.
He's
somewhere.
Not Seattle.
Left coast. It's all the same.
I believe it was California. Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah. Well, what
I don't know. We were
do?
Drinking.
California, Seattle. What's the difference?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Here's his Oakley, California.
Thank you.
All right.
See,
you
Clint,
go.
CJ remembers.
If he would have gave me an abalone shell on the boat, see, I would have remembered that. But as soon as I saw I was getting stiffed on the boat, I was like, let's write him off.
Let's write him off.
Have you seen an abalone in the wild?
I have seen pictures of them. No, I have not seen it. It's on my list. I would like to go abalone hunting. Well, they're like a big, giant clam, gooey mess inside, aren't they?
Well, but they're not like a clam in that they're not a bivalve. That's the only thing.
They're not a what?
One shell.
They're not bi what?
Valve.
Bivalve?
They don't have two sides of their shell.
Oh, they don't. That's just
no.
Just one. Oh,
that's
okay.
Just the top. They only get the
like
top, and
big,
they sort of hook
it's like
onto
a giant
the rock.
Snail, then, isn't it? A flat snail, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would say that.
What are you laughing at, Bill?
Rather, let's call them abalone instead.
You know, with these holes, if I had a shoestring, I'm sure I could make a very fine cod piece with one of these.
Oh,
very
was,
fine.
I'll need a bigger one, though. Do you have a bigger one?
Yeah, shoestring?
That's just, that was a mental picture nobody on this planet needed. You know what I mean? So, anyway, but Bill, you're happy. He thought of you.
It is nice.
Or I should say Bill No-Go producer.
Yeah, well.
I like that, No-Go.
Yeah.
I have to go with that.
Bill No-Go.
No-Go.
But, you know, Clint, thank you, dude. That was very thoughtful. He sent some nice pictures that are up at scubaradio.com, too, from our little adventure. And, look, we got some details to share with you about our next liveaboard adventure and a few other trips we got up our sleeve. That's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts. Your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
You know, I don't know what the story is on abalone. Abalone. That's a bunch of abalone. Pete from Scuba Board's telling me that you can't even dive for these things anymore. They're protected in California. So I don't know where Clint got them. Probably somewhere on the black market. But I don't know. I've heard divers going to get abalone in California. I wonder if there's a season, or maybe you just have to be a special licensed type of diver. But if you happen to know, feel free to chime in at 888-88-SCUBA.
Can you eat them like abalone fritters?
Yeah, they're like a delicacy. I mean, abalone sandwich.
Like crab cakes, cakes?
I think they make them like hamburgers, like an abalone sandwich or something, don't they, Peach? Is that what it is, abalone
sandwich?
They
make all sorts of abalone stuff out there. I mean, I had it as a main meal when I was in Catalina.
Yeah.
It was awesome. A little snaily.
They're like a giant escargot on a sandwich.
Except that's an escargot. They're dead.
Ah, good point. Well, Big Wave Dave would know. He's on the line. How you doing, Dave?
Right. Hey, real good. Are you talking about baloney diving?
Yeah, not baloney, abalone.
Oh, okay.
We're not talking about stuff in your bathing suit. No, we're talking about abalone. Have you ever dived for abalone off the coast of California there, Dave?
No, I haven't, actually, but I do know a lot of people that do. So.
Yeah. I don't know. We were talking about whether it's still legal or whatever. I don't know. But you wouldn't know, I guess, huh?
No, I know. I think you have to have a license. You're only allowed to get a couple of them, I guess, but I don't know all the particulars.
Right, right. Where are you at this weekend?
Well, I tell you, I am in Phoenix. I am on the floor of where the Giants kicked butt. I have to actually at the University of Phoenix Stadium doing a travel show. Yeah. On the floor of where the Super Bowl was played.
So you got the pool set up and telling everybody how they can be a diver, correct?
You got that. We actually got both pools running this weekend. I'm here in Phoenix, and Jeff, of course, is now doing the Be a Diver pool full-time, as I retired from that. He's in Boston this weekend also.
All right. And he just went down the toilet or something. I don't know. What the heck? What the hell's going on there?
Maybe he's in Flushing, New York.
Is he in the bathroom with the mermaids and something? And they're taking off their outfits? What's going on?
What?
That was just a reference back to an earlier time.
Okay, I must have missed that part. Yeah. No, but we have a great show going on. We got three of the best dive stores in Phoenix helping us out today.
All right, good stuff.
Fox News yesterday.
It's beadiver.com, beadiver.com. More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 50. Dive computers do not allow you to surf the web for porn. Oh, sorry. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's up, Jeff?
Time for a pop quiz, Greg.
Uh-oh.
True or false? Drinking a bottle of water right before a dive is all it takes to be properly hydrated.
False.
Way to go. That's correct.
Hey, I keep up with my reading.
You're a role model for all of us.
I'm sensing a little sarcasm. But back to your topic today. Just in case there are divers not as informed as me, Why don't we talk about hydration?
That's the plan. It's a common misconception that hydration is a state that can be achieved in a short period of time, when the reality is that it takes a bit longer.
How long?
Well, that depends on the state of the person. Dehydration is a cumulative condition, and correcting it is dependent upon how dehydrated you are. Hydration is a state of balance, and when that balance isn't maintained, it can take hours or even days for it to be set right, especially in cases where electrolytes are lost.
Sounds like a constant process.
It is. We don't get dehydrated in an instant, and we can't reverse the process in an instant either.
Okay, so you can't hydrate yourself immediately before a dive, but diving can cause dehydration, correct?
Sure it can. Which is why it's so important not only to drink plenty of fluids on a regular basis, but in between dives as well.
Is it true dehydration can cause DCS?
Alone, not likely, but it can be a contributing factor. A dehydrated body is a body whose metabolic systems don't work as well. And since these systems are a key factor in off-gassing the nitrogen we accumulate, you can see why being hydrated is important. I'll leave the technical details on dehydration and DCS to our medical staff. They've shared a bunch of information about it on our website.
Okay, so say you're feeling thirsty and you know dehydration is setting in. Is drinking anything better than drinking nothing at all?
Actually, no. It's true that some fluids are better than others, but beverages containing alcohol, caffeine, and high sugar levels can actually work against you. They contribute to dehydration instead of helping to avoid it. Your best bet in trying to stay hydrated is to stick with water or a balanced electrolyte, low-glucose sport drink. Incorporate having plenty on hand as part of your dive planning and preparation.
I knew that.
I suspected that you did.
I told you I keep up with my reading. Water, water everywhere. Make sure you drink some. Hydration is not something to take lightly, whether you're planning to dive or not. But since it's a factor in keeping us safe when we do dive, be sure to start drinking appropriate fluids in the days before a dive and have plenty on hand for your surface intervals. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Hey, you know, every once in a while we get some news we don't like to pass along, but we think it's the right thing to do. Our buddy Ralph White, who has been on Scuba Radio several times in the past, had a lot to do with the movie Titanic, working with James Cameron and, you know, diving those Russian subs on the Titanic. He passed away February 4th, and they had a nice reception for him out there in California a couple weeks ago. Just wanted to pass along our well wishes to his family. I mean, the guy, you know what was neat about Ralph? He was so approachable. And you know, I got the little bio that they handed out to everybody at the reception through our buddy Bob Evans from Force Fins, mailed it to me. And, man, this guy, he had the life. And I can tell you, you know, doing this goofy little radio show about diving, and I'm sure Pete's with me on this, too, is when we come across a pioneer, we just scratch the surface of what they've done in their past to kind of open doors for us and future divers. Ralph was definitely on that list. And speaking of video, like he did, we got some news for you about that next. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE, or go to oceanconcepts.com. You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharky!
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You call yourself the king of the jungle? Come on!
The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming.
But I'm not a fighter. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for the first ever show in the world.
Scuba Radio.
The wetsuit's coming.
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 Scuba Radio.
Yes, we are Scuba Radio. However, we have delved into the visual medium since we've gotten involved with the Scuba Radio Mermaids.
Oh, hell yeah.
The demand for video content at ScubaRadio.com has skyrocketed to the point that we're looking to expand that aspect of our little radio show. And on the line with me right now is somebody who's doing that as well, and we're kind of hooking up with them, so to speak, to maybe do some joint projects together. Aaron Falls from LiquidAssets.tv. Check it out online. Aaron, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
That's very good. It's good to be online. You know, here, Greg, I just wondering, I was listening to the, you know, to the theme, and I'm wondering why it is that when I wear a wetsuit, I don't look 10 pounds lighter.
Oh, it's the camera puts on 10 pounds, so it kind of offsets.
Oh, it kind of cancels out. All right, yes. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because, you know, Aaron's kind of like a TV star kind of guy, too. He shoots video. he does these reality show things. It's impressive stuff. You've done some pretty neat things in the motion picture world and TV world over the years, right, Aaron?
It's been a wild ride, Greg. I have to tell you, I've been a few places I didn't think I would be as soon. So it's been I've been able to see and do some pretty interesting stuff and be in some really interesting situations just because just the love of the ocean and the love of the camera. So here I am.
Yeah, and
on radio.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Well, hey, you got to start someplace. You start in radio, and then you work into TV, and your way, you're going the other way. I don't know what's going on, but hey,
we're both going the same place, Greg. That's what I'm psyched about.
Well, the mermaids have brought us together, haven't they, Aaron? They brought us.
Don't get me started on the mermaids. Oh.
Yeah, now Aaron was in Chicago with us at Our World Underwater last week, and we're talking about forming a little partnership with LiquidAssets.tv. Check it out online. And for people who don't know, Aaron, explain what you guys are taking off with this new website and production company.
I got to tell you, Greg, I'm really, really, really excited about it. Of all the things I've been able to do over the last few years, and really where this came out of was these few years of traveling I've done, I've been blessed and lucky to be in a bunch of different situations, a bunch of different countries, and on a lot of boats. And the two things kind of stuck out to me over the last couple of years. Number one, on all the liveaboards I've been on, nobody has any clue. And I should preface this by saying when I'm on these boats, I'm neither crew nor passenger. So I kind of get to see both sides of it. I get to see, you know, what's unfolding with, you know, the people on the boat for the weeks I'm there, and I also get to see what the crew, you know, had to take care of. And I remember thinking after a while going, man, no one has any idea what these guys go through, you know, to get this boat running. and to make everybody happy, and it's amazing what unfolds just in the course of a week. You know, from Saturday on board to Saturday disembark, it's an amazing, extraordinary experience what these guys have to do, and gals, have to do to make things run with military precision. And I just thought to myself, you know, these guys need their own show. I mean, nobody sees this, you know. And so that's where the over-under kind of sprung from, was having a discussion with, you know, my liquid assets partners and saying, guys, you know, this people are going to want to see this. I want to see this. I want to see this unfold. And so we decided one of the two things we're working on in September on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 is really taking a month and getting in, you know, putting roots on the boat and getting behind the scenes and showing everybody what it looks like. I mean, it's in the world's deadliest catch meets scuba diving. And
yeah.
Really, really, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, and what's cool about this, you guys are going to film this kind of like in a reality-type format, but if you, listening right now, want to be on TV or be a part of this, all you have to do is book a spot during that month of September when you guys are going to do this on the boat. You got to sign a release, I would imagine, but you might end up being part of the show as one of the passengers as you guys are filming the crew and how they interact with everybody that they have on the boat that week, right?
I could guarantee it, and the reason for that is the crew is nothing without the people they're catering to. The people can't get to where they need to without the crew. The divers that are on board, divers like you, me, all your listeners, these are the people that we want to focus on. The fish are great, and the reefs are awesome, and we're that's obviously going to be a part of it. Diving is the platform that we're jumping off of, but really this is about people. This is about interaction between people. It's about the relationships they build and the obstacles they face during the course of a week or a month. And it's just not going to be the same without real divers there to show that. And we really want people. We want to invite people to be a part of this. We're making this TV for the very divers that we want to have on camera.
Yeah, I have been on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard boat twice now, and I got to tell you, it's top notch all the way around. The crew is spectacular, and so if you were to book in the month of September, and this is just like icing on the cake. It's just going to be another element to your dive adventure and vacation that you would never have anywhere else. Truly unique, you know, thing that they're going to be doing, and it'll be a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, we're talking about sending out at least one of the mermaids during one of the weeks, throwing them into the mix, because, you know, the more crazy characters you can put on the boat, I would imagine it'll make for a very entertaining TV.
Yeah, part of my contract stipulated at least one mermaid.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I had to have a mermaid on board. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make sure we explain what they're going to be used for.
That's just safety. That's just safety reasons.
Safety reasons. Yes.
Yeah. And you bring up something else, Greg. We want people there. We want to invite folks to be a part of this. This is something we want to do. You know, we're shooting this, we're producing this, but we want divers to be involved in this.
Absolutely. And once again, it's liquidassets.tv. Go there, get the information. Entire month of September, Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. Go to the website, sign up, and hey, you could be on TV. We can make you a star! More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
That's Linda Chorney. She was on our last Liveaboard in the Turks and Caicos, and they weren't filming that week, but they should have been.
Oh.
They would have got a...
Maybe they would have caught Meredith Baxter Burney there.
That's it.
Because she was on our airline.
That would have made some great TV footage, that entire trip. We had mermaids. We had Linda Chorney. We had Single Scott. We had...
Dolphins, sharks. Meredith
Baxter Burney sightings at the airport on the way to the trip. That would have been...
And like, the way back, both in Miami.
Exactly. It would have been like Survivor, you know, another version of Survivor. That's kind of what I get the guys at liquidassets.tv are kind of putting together here. This is going to be a pretty cool TV, you know, adventure that they're undertaking. And we are. We're going to get involved with them a little bit on this. And once again, if you want to participate, all you got to do is book a trip on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and who knows, you may be the next reality TV star by default. You never know what might happen there. What about you, Pete? Would you be on TV?
Of course
would you
I
do
would.
That? Would you by choice, actually?
Yeah, I definitely would by choice.
Yeah.
I think that'd be sort of fun.
It would be interesting. It'd make a great, vacation video.
You know, the trick is to have Pete bring some of that Russian vodka.
You drink too much vodka, you vomit.
Yeah, think about the snorkel shots that we could have captured on film. See, there are certain
things. You mean the snorkel shots you could have spilled on your
head? No, lie.
And not consumed.
See, that's the thing. I told them, sure, I'd contribute a couple mermaids to their TV venture, but I don't really want to be on camera because there's too many things that happen on these trips that I don't necessarily want a visual record of, if you know what I'm saying. CJ?
Well, actually, like to have the evidence. So
I'd rather be behind the scenes, you know.
Taking the pictures.
I could be the instigator. I could be behind the camera. Okay, do this. Now do that. Okay, now go punch this person. You know, that kind of thing. Give them some good footage. You think? Would I be good in that director
producer, like
type
technical
role?
Technical director.
Yes.
Oh, I don't
technical
know. I instigate instigator. Pretty good myself. Maybe we should team up on this.
Well,
know?
We'll see. We may join them for a week. We'll see what happens or how that unfolds.
I think that'd be fun.
Hey, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Sunscreen. Is it killing the planet? Is it killing our oceans? We got the story for you, as well as more coverage of the Golden Dolphin Dive Show. Pete Fresh from Russia, as well as Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network. He was there with them, and we're going to get a report from both of those guys. And maybe next year we'll join them in Russia as well. But that's all in Hour 2. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.